On Tuesday night, officers in full riot gear were video recorded destroying a makeshift medic station for protesters along Asheville's Patton Avenue. About 100 yards away the following afternoon, Ian Wilkinson, an established muralist in Asheville, immortalized the scene from the night before on a boarded-up storefront along Lexington Avenue.
This is our job. We're used to kind of creating this magic, and it's kind of our duty to be a part of this movement and give a voice to people that are, you know, not being heard.
Dozens of storefronts along and connecting the parallel through streets of Broadway and Lexington have been boarded up to guard against the more violent elements that punctured otherwise peaceful protests centered in Pack Square in the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. With the okay from those who own the stores, a handful of muralists have coordinated to turn these sheets of wood into canvases. They're still in the early stages of creation, but all that have been completed are directly inspired by the local and national unrest of the past week. Beneath the awning of Asheville Hemp Farms, Wilkinson painted a lone officer in riot gear stabbing at a case of plastic water bottles. Wilkinson's text turns a phrase often associated with the police as Asheville's finest.
Some things are going down that I don't think represent the best interest of people, and it's a bummer. And it needs to be pointed out very big and glaringly. You know, it doesn't need to be delicate.
Nobody knows how long these murals will remain up, but that doesn't faze Wilkinson.
I'd say even close to half the murals I've done don't exist anymore, and that's okay, you know. In the wider scope, all work that's transient in nature.
Wilkinson said he hopes what he called the wartime mindset of law enforcement officers is just as temporary. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.